School's out for summer, but student safety is on the minds of educators across the country. In Kentucky, officials are planning to update their building security measures to meet a new state-mandated school safety law. As Liz Schlemmer from member station WFPL in Louisville reports, schools have about 3 years to get up to speed with the new regulations, no matter how much or how little the state gives them to pay for the changes.
When students walk into Frederick Douglass High in Lexington, they enter a set of double doors equipped with automatic locks, then funnel into the gym for a bag check. Here's student Ariana Lane giving a tour to superintendents from other Kentucky schools.
Right here, we'd have the metal detector set up. You would open your bag, all the pockets, and then somebody would look through your stuff. You'd walk through the metal detectors, kind of like an airport.
The metal detectors are only one part of her school's safety system. Like many large schools, this one has lots of doors, 54 exterior doors to be exact. But from 8:30 in the morning until school lets out, most of the doors have active alarms.
If you're inside and you want to get outside, if you press the door, it'll go off.
The only place a person can come or go without sounding an alarm is at the school's main office, where visitors have to use an intercom to enter, then sign in and get an ID. Frederick Douglass High was built in 2017, and it has the latest safety features now typical in new schools. But by July 2022, all Kentucky schools will have to have intercoms, cameras, automatic locks, and an ID system at their main entrances. And classroom doors will have to stay locked while class is in session. Those are just some of the mandates in the School Safety and Resiliency Act the Kentucky General Assembly passed this spring. Part one was getting it into law, which happened this year with bipartisan support, but no money attached.
Part two is going to be the funding and the implementation.
That's Eric Kennedy, lobbyist for the Kentucky School Boards Association, and he says funding is still up in the air. This summer, KSBA is working to educate school officials about the new safety law and to survey them to figure out what it will take for all schools to meet the mandates.
So once we go next session, I will help to meet with legislators and explain here are the places that need more help than others, and therefore here's where we need you to step in and help us to implement these things.
While lawmakers work out funding during next year's budget session, schools are already planning for the new requirements. The most expensive proposal in the law will be getting enough counselors and psychologists in schools to meet national recommendations. But the law just makes that a goal. Schools are off the hook unless funding is provided. Building security is the most pressing mandate on schools.
The biggest lift for schools probably is going to be, in some places, it will be the electronic door locking system. Those can get expensive. I mean, even $10,000 for one door to have the camera intercom, that is pretty typical.
The automatic locks are for front doors, but classroom doors will also need regular locks. Kennedy says some schools built in the 70s, during an open floor plan fad, don't even have classroom doors.
And the trouble on every issue of funding in public education in Kentucky is always the same. The places that have the greatest need of funding as well.
Places like Dawson Springs Independent Schools, a district with just two schools in rural western Kentucky. Lenny Whalen is the superintendent. He's looking at having to retrofit locks on a lot of old classroom doors.
For a district my size, it may not be what a larger district would consider a tremendous amount of money. But on the flip side of that, if you had a larger district, they just have it on a much larger scale.
Many Kentucky schools are already compliant with the new requirements, but districts with older buildings or those that can't raise enough local revenue to pay for safety measures, like those at Frederick Douglass High, those districts will need help.
Several of our legislators have said that they're going to be really making a solid push to try to come up with some financial resources to help us implement some of this. So I'm looking forward to them stepping up and helping us do some of that as well, as they've already talked about.
State Senator Max Wise, who championed the law, says he thinks it could cost $35 million or more. But the survey is still out on that. Many lawmakers of both parties say they're committed to paying for safety upgrades so schools don't end up with unfunded mandates. That promise will be put to the test next legislative session. Student Ariana Lane says she feels safer with her school safety routine, but it comes at a cost for her too.
I wanted the normal high school experience of just walking in, being with your friends, and having fun. Like, my mom, she didn't have to wear a badge. They didn't have to get searched.
But she says this is normal for her now. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Schlemmer in Louisville.